Watch out for that click, click, boom. That's right, because the Cavs did a sweep, sweep body, sweep body, sweep body, 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 sweep body. Sorry, I couldn't help myself.
One team, one goal, one dream, one thing, one quest, one ring. One team, one goal, one dream, one thing, one quest, one ring.
Once again, it's on. Back on the quest for a title. In order for us to get it, must compete with our rivals. Loaded with ammunition, time to handle our business. This time, no looking back till our business is finished. Z, the president, Bron James, the king, and Anderson Varejao, they call him the wild thing. Mo Will, Mo Gotti, he's shooting from long range. D, Gibb, Capone, the bitch, mafia's brain.
Hey everybody, it is me, Chris, back again. The Cavs beat the Raptors in four games. I don't know what to say except I was wrong. I fell victim to countless people on the internet and ESPN, from Cavs writer at Scene Magazine, Chris Parker, who laid out a very good case about how the Cavs defense would not be able to slow down the Raptors, to Bill Simmons, who on his podcast spent the last 3 months saying to anybody that would listen that the Raptors could beat the Cavs and they would definitely give them a series. Well, none of that happened. The Raptors are as awful as they always are. They're a team full of B-plus players. And looking back on it, it's going to seem really stupid that we all thought PJ Tucker, a guy who's been a bench player his whole career, would somehow be a magical LeBron stopper at 4 inches and 30 pounds lighter. It didn't work out. He's a fine player, but he is no LeBron stopper. Much like Rajah Bell or Ruben Patterson were the Kobe stoppers, and they weren't, there's no LeBron stopper. And Serge Ibaka, congratulations on scoring. No matter how many points he scored, whether it was 3 or 20, it seemed like they were all pointless and helped them not win whatsoever. They were just, at that point, giving it to him because their game plan was to stop DeMar DeRozan, and they did. And the one game he went off, nobody else did. So maybe I'm starting to get convinced that the Cavs have a shot at this thing. And then I watch the Warriors play, and I just keep that completely out of my mind. Let's not think about the finals. Let's not even talk about the finals. Let's not even imagine what could happen. But be happy knowing the best player in the world is on the Cleveland Cavaliers. My pick next round, I'd prefer to play the Celtics. I think they can sweep them again. And that would be awesome, sweeping 3 series in a row. Isaiah Thomas the Lesser, despite how good he's played scoring-wise, is still overrated. They're worse with him on the floor defensively, and he doesn't make up for it on offense like Kyrie Irving. So with that being said, there's not a lot to dissect. The Cavs went out, destroyed them game after game, and the Raptors are done. I don't know if they're going to blow up the team or what they're going to do. This isn't a Raptors podcast, and it's not going to be. So congratulations to the Raptors on tying the Cavs for the same record and getting the 3 seed and getting swept, because you're just not good enough.
What killed the dinosaurs? The Ice Age!
The answer is not the Ice Age. It's the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Clever girl.
Does your life lack the human interaction that only spreading your message, your creative thought from the top of your brain into your mouth and into the ears of another human being, creating a soul-to-soul connection that can only be felt through interpersonal communication and the game of basketball? This is Bill Walton imploring you, urging you, telling you right now to call my friend Chris, leave a message for his show. His phone number is 330-822-2296. Knicks. It's a fantastic way to reach out to your fellow basketball lover and let him know that the love that you feel for this great game of ours can be felt by all the listeners through the wonder and the wizardry of electronic communication going across on the internet, being downloaded into your phone, and hearing your voice be heard by the hundreds, the thousands, the millions of listeners and lovers of the game of basketball just by calling the number 330-822-2296 and throwing down your basketball take for the world to hear, because the lovers of basketball are much like the fine grain of a leather that's created from a cow's behind that is cultivated through the mass that they eat by greedy grass that is grown by the sun through photosynthesis, and the sun is like basketball, bringing light to all of us. So remember, call 330-822-2296. Far out, man.
Good morning, lousy weather media!
Sergeant Scumbag!
Sir, yes, sir, Lieutenant Hefty!
What is your mission, Sergeant?
Sir, to let the hate flow through me, sir!
And how do you let the hate flow through you, Sergeant Scumbag?
Sir, by listening to a guest from the world of entertainment discussing disdain of a person, place, thing, or concept with El Hordano Diablo and Jeremy Shear, sir!
Disdain doesn't sound like hatred at all, Sergeant!
Sir, it is in fact a simile of hatred, sir!
Are you using fancy book words at me, Sergeant?
This is Colonel Jameson. You maggots, quit fighting about the damn thesaurus and let the hate flow through you every Monday on the Lousy Weather Media Network. Dismissed!
Sir, yes, sir!
All right, the last episode I talked to Damon Kamen about what was going on in the series. Well, we kept rolling afterwards and talked about some general Cavs stuff, so that's going to be coming up. And I want to remind everybody that there is a phone number. You can leave me a voicemail. You could call. Just give me your thoughts and I'll play it on the show. You can call 330-822-2296. Give me your thoughts. Much like Damon did after Game 3. And now, a call from
Damon the Dog Walker!
Well, it's the big show. It's the big bad cat show now. Boy, oh boy, these boys are looking good. DeMar DeRozan distinks. He's Kevin Martin light. The dude had 30-something points at halftime, and he finished with 37. Oh man, the Crafters are dead in the water. This feels great. Feels great to be back to the Cavs caliber basketball. I love you, Chris. Okay, bye.
All right, this is recorded before the series was over. The Cavs swept. The Raptors suck. We don't know who's going to go on. The Wizards and the Celtics are tied 2-2. So enjoy this general talk about the Cleveland Cavaliers, and I'll be back on Thursday.
Yeah, it's a really interesting time, right? It seems like it.
I don't know, man. I have a feeling. Maybe this is just really homerish optimism, but last night Steph Curry tweaked his knee in a game.
And, oh, did he?
Well, I don't know if he really tweaked it. He was getting worked on the bench.
And yeah,
it's like I know from personal experience, if you get one injury, that can turn into a big injury. And I can't believe I'm like a grown man. Like, I hope this NBA player gets hurt, but I kind of.
Right. Well, no, but you're right. I mean, you know, and they, of course, they had those excuses, you know, for all those months after the finals. Like, well, Curry wasn't right. Curry wasn't 100%. You know, and in the playoffs, you don't have time to take games off, you know? So, yeah, I mean, a little tweak can be a nagging thing that does just enough to take your shot off and. Yeah, man, I'll take anything I can get at this point.
I don't care if Durant gets hurt, because I honestly think in his mind he knows he's not as good as LeBron.
Yeah, I could absolutely see a mind like a you know, like when LeBron plays in Miami, almost, you know, that like Durant could be psyched out of the game. but you know, I mean, God, it's going to be, I don't even know if I can handle it. It's going to be,
I still don't think they can win the finals as it is, even with Mike Brown coaching something. I just feel like, I think their defense was good tonight, but it's a lot easier to guard the Raptors than it is to guard the Warriors.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. Oh, by the way, did you saw Rudy Gobert get like spun around by Curry? Oh my God. He looked like he was doing interpretive dance. It was so, that was embarrassing. Oh my God.
And not that it was still really impressive for Love last summer, but it was clear because they were down, he was only going to try to get a three.
Yeah. So Love didn't really have to worry about the blow by.
Like, he still stopped, but he was only fighting for the 3-pointer. Like, he could have blown by him, and I think Love was probably hoping for that. But
Love's a smart player. I mean, he has to be, because he's just not as gifted an athlete as all the other guys around him.
He's
positioning
and defense. Yeah, like not moving. Like the way he moves on defense, he's not fast and can't jump, but he's makes much better decisions than he did 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's about positioning and recognizing the situation, and I mean that's how he's such a good rebounder, because he knows where to be to, you know, predict where the ball is going to bounce and stuff.
I think that's part of the reason why the Cavs looked bad too, because when he was hurt, that's one guy taking up space that always knows where to box out, where Thompson and LeBron get even more freed up to get rebounds. And I don't.
Well, you take all the things. You take all the new players. You take no practice. You take injuries. You take all of that stuff, and you put it all together. And I mean, it makes sense that this team couldn't find any kind of cohesion. You know, I mean, you saw all the talent, but it doesn't matter. All the talent in the world, even experience. I mean, look at the Lakers when they, you know, signed Payton and Malone and all that. I mean, they were old, but they were experienced NBA legend veterans. And they still couldn't get it together to, you know, ultimately bring it home.
Karl Malone got hurt in the finals.
Did he? I don't remember that. Of course you remember that.
I read it earlier this year.
You remember everything, Rain Man. There it is. I don't know, man. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see this series, especially like going into Toronto. Like you said, I'm really interested to see how we react to it. I mean, LeBron just looks like a man on a mission right now. He's just looking like he's just not going to be denied. And I oftentimes kind of knock down when everyone was like, well, we have LeBron, and it's like, yeah. And 7 times that he's been to the finals, 4 of those losing teams had LeBron. It doesn't matter. Yeah. He's not the end all be all. You still need those other guys to show up. He's just the best player on the court.
It's a lot better watching him play with Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love than it was with Larry Hughes and Drew Gooden. Positions. Let alone everything else.
No.
Sasha Pavlovich, like every position is an upgrade. Like J.R. Smith is a good player. He's just, what, 2-time Sixth Man of the Year winner. He's not a joke.
Yeah.
It's weird that as he's gotten older, he's transitioned into a starting role where he takes less shots as opposed to being the sixth man, come off the bench and just try to score 20 points every game.
And plays defense.
Yeah.
And plays defense on top of that. That was the biggest surprise to everybody, I think. You know, because we paid Shump like he was going to be that guy. And JR, became the better distributor.
There was a trade for Shump. JR was forced.
That they threw JR into. Yeah, right. And I remember saying, I was like, I don't want JR Smith. He's just getting thrown into this deal.
Same here.
But I guess LeBron recognized it. You know, he knew what was up. Because he was like, yeah, we'll take that guy.
That's also when I became the point where I never wanted Carmelo on the Cavs, because J.R. Smith was not this player when Carmelo, who he says is his best friend, was the best player on the team. And the way he's played with LeBron is the best player on his team. It's like, okay, so clearly Carmelo does not get respected by his teammates on that level whatsoever.
Well, he's just not.
There's a reason for it.
I mean, LeBron just, the way he plays just demands respect. You have to just be in awe of it, you know, and you can tell JR is, you know, he like looks up to LeBron. And here's a question for you. Do you think he retires a Cavalier? And if not, when does he go to another team and for what reason?
LeBron, obviously.
Yeah.
You're not talking about J.R. Smith.
No, not J.R. Yeah.
I think he might retire a Cavalier.
J.R. Might, yeah.
I think it all depends on if they win another title here or not and what the contract situations are with Chris Paul. Because I know everybody talks about it being Carmelo and Dwayne Wade and Chris Paul, but as his buddies, but the only guy I ever get the sense based on the way he talks that he really wants to play with is Chris Paul.
Well, and here's the thing. It could be very interesting this offseason, depending how we finish out, because the Clippers are about to have a fire sale. And, I mean, you're going to hear all of that Kyrie for CP3 trade talk again. Well, and it CP3, might be legitimate.
He's an unrestricted free agent. You know,
yeah,
I'm wearing a Kyrie Irving jersey right now, and yeah. I think Chris Paul is a little washed up, a little bit, not a lot. But I think if you could do a sign and trade for like Kyrie for Chris Paul and JJ Redick, I might do that.
It's just like we said with Darren Williams, right? Darren Williams runs the team offense better, and CP3 is so much better than Darren Williams. Like that, I mean, look what Rondo did for the Bulls, you know, in those couple of games when he was playing. I mean, like a point guard like that playing with LeBron, who can do the decision making for him.
If I can find this chart this guy tweeted that I retweeted, I don't know if you saw it. It's a chart of all the Cavs big three in their minutes together.
Yeah.
And the one guy, like the numbers with Love and LeBron without Kyrie are astronomical. And the numbers with Kyrie with LeBron and Love are worse than any other combination.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. Yeah. I mean, the guy, he just,
which is weird because you would think they're – I don't know.
Well, there was a stat line in one of the Pacers games where they all had 16 points or somewhere around there at half, but LeBron and Love had their 16 points on, like, 6 or 7 shots, and Kyrie had his on, like, 15.
Yeah.
And that was – you know, that stood out to me. But then, you know, there's games like – tonight where he was passing a bunch and, you know, I mean, he's a player who no one can do what he does. I've never seen a player do some of the things with the basketball that he can do. But
the thing we got to keep in mind, too, is like it's still, what, his fifth season in the NBA?
Right, right.
And guys usually peak around like year 10.
Well, and we don't know that David Griffin will be here. And he's the only guy who I actually trust to make a decision like that.
I hate the jokes that are like LeBron's the GM. I'm like, no. We've had so many bad GMs. David Griffin is a gift from heaven. Get out of here.
No matter what, if David Griffin says that it's the right choice, I will support it 100%, no matter what it is.
I agree.
If he says trade Kyrie, I'm like, all right, you say it's the thing to do, then do it. You know, I mean, he hasn't made a mistake yet. I was starting to wonder if maybe just all of these player acquisitions he made was the mistake, was that he brought in too many players, he made too many changes. And obviously that's not the case now. I mean, the dude has been just almost flawless. And the one mistake he made in Mike Dunleavy, he turned into Kyle Korver. no one thought Dunleavy was going to be a mistake.
No,
you know, it was a shock to everybody. And he was a guy that the Cavs have wanted for, what, like 5 seasons? And they finally get him, and then he stinks, and somehow he turns him into Korver. It's just insane. The guy is the unsung hero, in my opinion.
All right, we'll know more about what's going on. Talk to you on Thursday. Go Cavs. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast is brought to you by Chris Clem. The Cleveland Cavaliers do not support, endorse, or in any way approve of this podcast. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our phone number is 330-822-2296. Or you can email me at c4podcast@chrisclem.net. Thanks for listening. This game looks so cool. LeBron James, Dinosaur Hunter. Oh, sweet. I gotta put this in. I don't remember this for Nintendo 64, but they don't make new. Well, I'm gonna try it out. It's Nintendo 64. Oh, sweet. It's a shooting game. Oh, hell yeah, I'm LeBron. But I got a gun. Oh, what's this? Oh. Jonas found Swainus. He died fast. Mari Carroll. Oh, got him. Oh, here we go. Kyle Lowry. Oh, man, he died real fast. What a chump. Sorry, Terrence Ross. You suck. DeMar DeRozan. That's it.
The Cleveland Cavaliers win the Eastern Conference Finals.
Well, the game's over. That was fast. This game's only like 2 minutes long. It's that easy? You kill the Raptors that fast? Lame. I guess it's realistic, though.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.